Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker, and this week we're kicking off a series leading up to the Oscars. We're focusing on the movie The Martian. It's been nominated in 7 categories, including some we might not normally think about, like sound design, mixing, and visual effects. We'll dive into those fields to get a sense of how movies are put together and what makes them powerful. The Martian is about a manned mission to Mars, where astronaut Mark Watney, played by Matt Damon, is believed to be killed in a storm, and his crew leaves him behind on Mars.
I'm alive. Obviously. But I'm guessing that's going to come as a surprise to my crewmates and to NASA. Surprise! I have no way to contact NASA. And even if I could, it's going to be 4 years until a manned mission can reach me.
We're calling our series Oscar on Mars, and today we're tackling the movie's Academy Award-nominated visual effects. Sean Devereaux joins us to talk about this. He's co-owner and creative director of Zero FX, a visual effects studio in Boston. He's supervised visual effects for movies including American Hustle, Black Mass, and most recently Ghostbusters. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you.
So let's talk about the visual effects in The Martian. What'd you think?
That's stunning work. It's definitely worthy of the Oscar nomination, and it could win. It's not one of the favorites, I think, among the industry colleagues I've spoken to, but it's really great work, and it's I think there's a lot more work in it than people think too.
Okay, so let's take that apart a little bit. Sure. Why do you think that some of the industry folks wouldn't necessarily think that this is award deserving?
I don't think they wouldn't think it's not deserving. I think everyone would agree it's deserving. However, there's some other work that was done this year that's just got a little bit more of an edge. It was a little more challenging to do. And a lot of it with visual effects these days, because we honestly can do anything. It comes down to time, money, and talent. And it really isn't a how anymore. It's just how long can we do it for. So there's some other films out there that had work that was just a hair more challenging and stuff that really wasn't seen before. Where Martian built on a lot of different films that have come in the past, and they did amazing work. It's the best off-planet work I've seen. And it's hard to do a planet like Mars, that one that we've now all seen pictures of. Mm-hmm. It's not like they got to make anything up. They had to see, it had to look like the planet Mars we've seen now from the rover pictures and things like that. But they also had to make it very cinematic. So they had to tweak it to the point where it was more beautiful and stunning, but not to the point where it broke our preconceived vision of Mars. Hmm.
But you do have to have some suspension of disbelief in a way, right?
I mean, you
we're,
do.
We're talking
but I think
about
that if
a guy
if,
living on Mars,
if sure, but if Mars was purple, for example, the audience would already, especially in a movie like this that's so science centered, there needed to be a real strong grounding in reality. Because the audience wouldn't have bought it from the beginning, and that's when you start noticing visual effects and you're not noticing the story or the characters. You start going, that looks weird. And that's the other thing, too, with The Martian. You want it to be beautiful, but not so beautiful that now you're wondering how beautiful it is and not how he's going to get off that planet.
But you think that they struck the right balance.
I think it was stunning work. Yeah, absolutely.
And beautiful. It was filmed in Jordan, is my
understanding. All the exteriors were done in Jordan. Most of it was done on a soundstage in Los Angeles. It was done on a lot of green screen. But there were big landscapes that were done in the Jordan Desert that also had to be heavily manipulated with visual effects to make it work.
You know, I think visual effects are one of those things that you sort of don't really notice unless there's something wrong with them.
Exactly right.
So it's sort of like radio in a way. You always notice when someone makes a mistake, right?
That's a good. A really good analogy.
So what makes for great effects, would you say? And you know, what really destroys it?
I think really the biggest key is that it supports story. Number one, it doesn't matter how good it looks if it doesn't support the story. And it doesn't matter that much if it's not that well done if it supports the story. I think that's the biggest key. And that's why visual effects in recent films are so invisible. You can kind of tell, even by the trailer of a film, the quality of the visual effects. Because in a way, the more majestic the trailer is, or the more extravagant, or the visual effects are big grand shots, you can kind of tell that movie was made as a visual effects movie to sell tickets globally, and it's not going to be very strong in story. Where vice versa, films like The Martian, when you watch the trailer, there's no highlights to the visual effects at all. In fact, you would think that all that was capable was possibly done realistically. They shot it or they enhanced it. Within the truth, it was, you know, completely visual effects, and there was thousands of shots in the film.
You know, visual effects are often associated with sort of science fiction movies, things like that. What do you think that an average moviegoer should understand about producing visual effects in the world of working on visual effects?
I think the biggest thing that I'd love to know with someone that is an artist with visual effects is that they're prevalent. Every film you see now has hundreds of visual effect shots to achieve the work. And for me, I mean, I kind of cut my teeth in Los Angeles for 12 years, but now I get to be back in Boston doing this great work on big movies, doing what I love in a city that I love. And it's a very hard job. We work a lot of hours, and it's very difficult to create this work. And we really slave over every single frame, not even a single sequence or a shot, but the actual frames, which move at 24 frames per second on the screen. We will spend hours on a single frame, days on a single frame to make it work, look right. And I think that is something that most people don't understand. And there's also a lot more of it than they've ever seen. Every time you watch a movie, it's prevalent throughout the film.
Right. And I'm sure a lot of people think, well, you can just make everything up now, right? You have so much technology at your hands, right?
Technology and lots of hard work by very talented people, right. And dedicated, too. It's one of those careers, from what I've noticed being an employer now as well, that passion is one of the main things required. It doesn't matter how talented an artist you are. If you're not passionate enough to create an image that the entire world's going to see and make it as perfect as it's going to be, if you don't have that, you're not going to make it great art or great visual effects.
Right. What were the other nominees for visual effects that stuck with you? And why?
The Revenant is certainly one that I think is probably going to win. There's a specific scene in it, and it's not a case where the whole film's a visual effects heavy film. It's very beautiful, and there are visual effects throughout. But there's a scene in which Leonardo DiCaprio's character gets attacked by a bear that is absolutely jaw-dropping and the best visual effect I've ever seen.
Wow. Sean Devereaux, co-owner, visual effects supervisor, and creative director at ZeroFX in Boston. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
To watch a video that breaks down some of The Martian's visual effects, you can go to our website, radioboston.org. Our next segment, Oscar on Mars, is Wednesday, where we'll talk about what makes a great fiction-to-film adaptation. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to... Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Deborah Becker. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.